It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have two members of Carbon County royalty. I have Miss Carbon County, Skylyn Basso, and I have Tatum Tatton, Miss Teen Carbon County. Both of them just like maybe a month in, really? Is that how we're doing, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, how are we this morning?
We're doing good.
Yep.
Well, good. And are we ready to go for a year of you know, going out and being at events and hanging out with people and working on our platforms and those kinds of things?
Yes. We are ready to serve Carbon County.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Skye, we're going to start with you. Now, you're Miss Carbon County. The last time you were in here, I believe you were Miss Teen Carbon County. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was Miss Carbon County's Outstanding
Teen. That's right. So, did you have to take time off? Like, you couldn't run again? I know that's the way with some of them. Like, you have to take a year off before you can go again.
Yeah.
So you took the year off, and did you, like, train and get ready and ready to roll, and then you were ready to go with Miss Carbon County?
Not really. I took 2 years off and thought I was done with pageants, and then Tatum convinced me to do it again, and I couldn't be more thankful for it.
So this is your big go-round as Miss Carbon County. So let's talk about your platform and what you're hoping to accomplish with your reign this year.
Yes. So my platform is called Safe Steps, Safe Kids, and it's all about educating the youth of Carbon County on what to do in emergency situations and how to administer basic first aid. I chose this because I've been in so many different situations where I've looked around and all I see is confusion and panic in people's faces, and I want to try my best to alleviate this.
And what are some of the things that you have planned or that you've got ready to go that you're going to put out there and roll out for this one?
Yeah. So I'm going to go to elementary schools and partner with local first responders and help them spread the word with me.
Okay. And while you're doing all of this, and like I said, going out to all the community events and those kinds of things, you are also a student at USU Eastern, are you not?
Yes, I'm on the dance team too.
Okay. And what are you, what are your majors, or what are you looking to grow and do from after that?
I want to be an air traffic paramedic and be on life flight.
Wow.
Yes.
That actually would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that did that, and yeah, it sounds like it would be a very fun gig. And mm-hmm. so, and you're ready to go.
Yes.
All right. So what kinds of things, I mean, this isn't your first pageant experience. What kind of things do you take away? Because one thing that they always talk about is the camaraderie and the family and, yes. and that kind of thing. Is there anything else too that you've taken away from that?
Yeah. Besides the sisterhood, I've taken leadership skills, communication skills, and I know how to work a crowd and keep everybody entertained for a while. This organization has done so much for me, and I'm so grateful for it.
Very, very good. That, once again, is Miss Carbon County for this year, Skylyn Basso. Now we're going to talk to Miss Teen Carbon County, Tatum Tatton. Tatum, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Where are you at as far as grade and school and all those good things?
I'm a sophomore at Carbon High School this year, and for right now, and hopefully forever, my goal is to be a 4.0 student.
You're holding on to that?
Yes.
So you made it through your freshman year and you're good to go?
Yes.
How's your first quarter sophomore year looking?
It's going good.
That's all that matters then.
Yep.
That's all that matters. All right, so let's get to know you a little bit better. What's your platform? What are you running on this year?
My platform is called Be Fierce Self-Defense Awareness. I focus on teaching kids and teens how to be confident in who they are and not to be scared to go out and do whatever they need to do or want to do in life, and to keep them out of dangerous situations and how to protect themselves.
And what are some of the things that you have planned for this year?
Yes, I want to go into the elementary schools and into the junior highs and teach self-defense classes. And I also want to partner with the Boys and Girls Club and teach self-defense classes there. I have also, during the month of August, taught free self-defense classes at Fierce MMA. And that was a really great experience just to get out there and teach all the kids. And they loved it. And I love to see that spark in their eyes.
Great. And once you find something that interests them, it's really... I don't like using the word, but it's really neat to be able to hold on to them and see that look and see something that, you know, maybe this is something that they'll continue to do as well.
Yes, and I think everyone needs to know how to be safe and how to protect themselves, because no one wants to be in those scary situations.
Very true, very true. Now, is this, are you going to be, you know, in the mindset that Skylin was, and you're going to be one and done, or are you going to, you know, you're going to keep going with this?
No, I would love to keep going with this. Ever since I was Mini Miss Carbon County, it's been my goal to be every single step of the way, and so I'm one goal closer, because I've been Mini Miss Carbon County, Little Miss Carbon County, and Junior Miss Carbon County, and now I'm Miss Teen.
So you have a whole room with nothing but sashes and crowns in it?
Yes.
You might as well complete the collection, right?
Exactly.
All right. What are you going to take away? What have you taken away, some of the things that you've learned from your time here in with Carbon County Royalty?
Well, preparing for this pageant, I got really nervous, and I lost a lot of my confidence, but my grandma helped me find that confidence back and really helped me find my self-value, and I think that's important for everyone, because sometimes we can do scary things, but as long as we push through it and believe in ourselves, then it will all work out.
Very, very good. Now, and I like to ask everybody that's in royalty before you get out of here, what is one thing that is coming up in the next year that you're going to look forward to? Sky, I'm going to let you go first.
I'm super excited to go to Miss Utah and compete with all those amazing girls.
Okay. And Tatum?
I am just excited to serve the community and do all those fun carnivals and parades and all the events, but I'm also looking forward to Miss Utah's team.
All right. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming in. Once again, we're speaking with Skylin Basso, Miss Carbon County, and Tatum Tatton, Miss Teen Carbon County, as they begin their reign as Carbon County Royalty. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.